Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, the current Hurricane WatchNet manager, shared that amateur radio operator Gerald E. Jerry Murphy, K8YUW, then 28 years old, was stationed at the U.S. Naval Mobile Construction Battalion Center in Davisville, Rhode Island. During his time off, he handled countless phone passages and messages to and from military-deployed personnel as a member of the Intercontinental Amateur Radio Net, IARN, on 14.320 MHz. The public was becoming concerned, said Graves. In 1965, there wasn't any access to 24-hour news and weather reports. Murphy suggested to the IARN net manager to move those interested in the storm up 5 kilohertz to get them off the net, and the net manager agreed. Marcy Rice, KZ5MM, located in the Canal Zone, Panama, followed Murphy, and together they established the first hurricane watch net on 14.325 MHz. Murphy passed away in March of 2025. Now the HWN will host a two-day on-air special event to celebrate its 60th anniversary on June 7th through the 8th, 2025. Net control stations located across the United States will all operate using the call sign WX5HWN on or near 14.325 MHz and 7.268 MHz at the following times. Saturday, June 7th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and Sunday, June 8th to 10 a.m. at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And a note here that operations on 7.268 MHz will conclude at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A special commemorative certificate will be available by sending an email request to WX5HWN at hwn.org no later than June 30th, 2025. 2025 ARRL Field Day is 5 short weeks away, June 28th through the 29th. The theme of Radio Connects highlights how radio ties our world together, bridging distances near and far, connecting people of all ages and walks of life through a shared interest in wireless technology, and providing a hands-on pathway for future technology leaders to experiment with radio as a part of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics curricula. ARRL has made it easy for radio clubs to make in-person connections during the event. In addition to the resources available for promoting activations that are available on the Field Day website at www.arrl.org/fieldday, there is a site locator tool. Clubs can list their activations, and those looking to attend a Field Day site can find one in their area.